1-1 pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Way up there. Way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager! That just happened! Thank you very much!
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill back with you once again. Very, very excited to be here. What is going to be a big, big day. It is Felix Day. Happy Felix Day to everyone, wherever you're listening. As the King will tow the rubber. And did he bring the broom with him? That's what we'll find out later today. As Felix Hernandez will try and pitch the Mariners to a clean sweep over the Texas Rangers. This is going to be a Felix-dedicated podcast. There is a lot coming your way about Felix Hernandez. First things first, we'll recap the game from last night. What a great pitching matchup once again from Jay Happ. Interesting how he's going about things right now. I'll talk about that coming up in a few. We'll get lots of reaction, including Happ, from after the ball game. But there is a ton coming up from Felix Hernandez. You're going to get my tribute to the King's Court, to you, the King's Court. That's coming up. We have some great stuff coming up on the heels of his dominant performance against the Minnesota Twins. I think maybe the best interview we have heard from an opponent in all the years. All these years, all the opponents that's talked about Felix Hernandez. Torrey Hunter has some pretty phenomenal things to say about Felix Hernandez. A guy, of course, who's watched him grow over the years, who's faced him many, many times, and a guy who's had success against him. Some things that really stand out, and we'll talk about it more, but he talks about how Felix went after him differently this time around than he has in years past, which just points more to Felix is just such a pitcher. It's not all about stuff. He's so smart in the way he attacks guys. You'll hear Torrey Hunter talk about that. Torrey Hunter, an opponent, calls him the King in the interview. I mean, how often do you hear that an opponent reference? You know, it's not just some random nickname. He calls him the King, which is fantastic. And you'll hear, too, when you listen to the interview, he goes back and forth between calling it a splitty, a splitter, a changeup. He doesn't even know what to call his pitch because it really doesn't have a name. It's its own entity. It is unlike any other pitch in baseball, the Felix changeup. And you'll hear Torrey Hunter just go back and forth on title because it has no title. So we'll hear from Torrey Hunter, which is great. We'll hear from Hall of Famer Paul Molitor. We'll hear from Hall of Famer Burt Blyleven. And we'll hear from another opponent, Jordan Schaefer, who I think may have the best one-liner about Felix Hernandez and his pitching coming up. So all that is on its way as we celebrate Felix Day, as Felix tries to get a clean sweep. But let's start with this.
Hey, it's been quite the year for the Texas Rangers. They're going down with a lot of injuries, and God forbid we hope to see them all healthy towards the year. Exciting times. We've got a nice action-packed ball game with the Seattle Mariners and Nelson Cruz and Cano taking on the Texas Rangers here at Globe Life Field.
There's Derek Holland, who's known for his impressions, and that's his Harry Carey right there. And that tees us up for game two of this series between the Mariners and the Rangers. And Jay Happ again, and he had it rolling early in the ballgame.
The next pitch, swing and a miss by Beltre, and a breaking ball down and in for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth for Jay Happ, and that is three strikeouts in a row. He fanned Andrews on a 3-2 curveball for the final out in the third. Jay a look around, and the 3-2 runners go, and it is strike three called. Got him looking. A fastball right on the outside corner at the knees, and Happ will strike out the side here in the bottom of the fourth. He has six strikeouts in the ballgame. What a pitch by Happ.
Yeah, Jay Happ was rolling. Two lefties going at it in this one. In the first three innings, Detweiler and Happ were toe-to-toe. Zeros on the board. Nothing. That was until the top of the fourth inning for the M's.
The next offer to Nelly, swing and a fly ball into right field down the line. A long run, Smolinski in toward the corner, still going back to the wall, leaps up, and he can't get to it. He bangs off the wall. So does the ball rounding second as Cruz heading for third. The relay to third by the second baseman. Odor is wide, knocked down by Beltre, and Nelson Cruz slides into third base with a leadoff triple.
That thing just kept going and going and going. Nelson Cruz, a leadoff triple. Kyle Seager drives him in.
Swing and a ground ball to the second baseman. Up with the ball is Odor. Run will score. The throw to first in time to get Seager, and the Mariners have the first run of the game. Nelson Cruz scoring from third. Big RBI for Kyle Seager. And the Mariners have a 1-0 lead over the Rangers.
1-0 lead for the M's, and the next batter would go big fly.
Detweiler delivers. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Line shot home run. Ricky Weeks, his second home run of the season. Over the tall wall in left here at Globe Life Park. And that was shot out of a cannon. It's now the Mariners 2 and the Rangers nothing here in the fourth.
Yeah, a laser beam out to left field. The righties in the lineup getting it done. Ricky Weeks, 2 for 3. That home run there. Cruz, 3 for 4. Scores a run. Ruggiano, 2 for 4, batting second in the order. Inserted into the lineup, and they provided the punch. 7 hits in the ballgame for the M's coming from those three guys. Just 2 runs, but as it turns out, that's all they needed as Jay Happ was brilliant.
Jay ready, the windup. And the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and he did it. He strikes out Martin. Holy smokes, he struck out the side in the fourth. He strikes out the side here in the fifth. 9 strikeouts tonight for Jay Happ.
He was excellent. He goes 6 2/3, 6 hits, just 1 earned run, 1 walk, and 9 punch-outs on 97 pitches. His ERA now sitting at a crispy 2.30. Very impressive. And the bullpen gets it done. Olsen pitches a third. Furbush pitches a third. Medina 2/3 of an inning. And then Fernando Rodney, he was throwing flames and just slammed the door on Texas in the 9th inning.
The 1-2 pitch, it is strike 3 called. He got him looking. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. A P at the knees, a fastball right in that strike zone at the knees for strike 3 looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Fernando Rodney, and the Rangers have 2 down here in the bottom of the 9th inning.
Ooh, that pitch was no joke. I retweeted a GIF sent out by Colin O'Keefe on Twitter, at Colin O'Keefe. I retweeted it, too, if you can find either timeline, because it's worth taking a look. That thing was crackling in at 96 at the kneecaps on an 0-2 pitch. No chance. No chance. Rodney, he was throwing flames.
Swing and a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Brad Miller is there, and he squeezes it for the final out of the ball game, and the Mariners win it. A final score of 2-1 over the Texas Rangers tonight. The Mariners pick up their 9th win of the season.
Pitching was outstanding. Rodney, 6th save. Happ, his 2nd win. And he talked about it after the ball game. Listen to what Jay Happ says towards the very end about these kinds of games and these kinds of wins.
Felt okay at the beginning and better as the game went on. Was down the zone for the most part, able to kind of switch between going down and up pretty well until that 7th inning, and left a couple balls up where I wasn't trying to, and they capitalized on those ones.
The strikeouts, I mean, a lot of people don't think you're just a strikeout guy, but when you're striking out that many guys and that many in a row, what's working, right? Is it location or is it changing speeds?
Combination. Confidence is a huge thing, and just being aggressive with whatever pitch you're going to throw. And I felt I got in a pretty good groove there where I feel like I was locating my fastball. And that was huge, just kind of throwing pitches off of that.
Like pitching in one of those games, and you've done this a lot. I mean, any pitch, you know, the game, it's not 6-1.
Right, right, yeah. Well, these are the kind of games we got to win if we want to get to where we want to go. So that's good to see that last few days we've done that, won some tight ball games. I'm just trying to keep us in it, keep us right there, keep the lead, obviously, if you can. But bullpen came in, picked me up, did a huge, you know, great job tonight. And, you know, give Z some credit, too, because he we've kept his head in the game and really doing a good job back there.
I think it's a big statement. These are the kinds of wins you've got to get to go where you want to go, essentially. So, yeah, big win for the M's, 2-1. I think Happ's pretty interesting, too, when you look at what he is doing compared to last year. And, again, just four starts in, so it's tough to draw any conclusions. But the trends are very different from the way he attacked hitters last year. He's taken nearly 20% off of how often he uses his fastball, which is a lot. You don't really see that from year to year. And then his curveball, his slider, his changeup usage are all up. And all three pitches have been plus so far. All three have been very good for him so far this year. So I'm really interested. It's something I'm going to be watching closely to see where his pitch usage goes from here on out. Tell you what he's doing right now is working. He has been outstanding so far through four starts, and that's something Lloyd McClendon talked about the game as well, how steady he has been.
He was great. I mean, he did a fantastic job for us. I thought he kept him off balance all night. He really commanded his fastball very well. He was just a tremendous out.
The pH wasn't too bad either. Three hits.
Yeah, he asked me if he was running fast. I said, absolutely. That triple, so he did great.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to have that.
We're cheerful.
Nah, I was just thinking about ice cream.
They had some wisdom stuff coming. Happy, I don't necessarily think it was a strikeout pitcher, but he seemed to have some pretty good closing stuff.
Well, you know, his velocity last year was right up there with all the top hard throwing lefties in Major League Baseball last year, so he can get it up there. No, I don't think he had his best velocity fastball tonight, but certainly he had real good command, you know, with 90-91. So he did a great job.
Is that about the best you've seen Rodney for this amount?
Yeah, listen, he's been throwing extremely well for quite a while. The ball has been coming out real good, and I've been really impressed. I think right now he's probably throwing better than he threw last year.
It's nice to get one of those. It's not a high wire act in the ninth inning, though, isn't it?
It's kind of boring, really.
You don't mind boring, though, right?
Yeah, I don't mind boring.
Just with Happ, I mean, you've had some starters who've been up and down over the first couple, 3 weeks. What has he given you, you know?
Consistency.
The whole time.
I mean, the whole time, really. You know, outside of Felix. Felix on the front end and Happ on the back end, it really stabilized the rotation for us. And gave us an opportunity to get the other starters in the right groove, so to speak. And I think it's all coming together for us.
Yeah, and they talked about Happ's command. It's been there. I mean, three walks so far in 27 innings and 18 strikeouts. That is a solid strikeout-to-walk ratio. His whip at 1.06, outstanding. 27 and a third inning so far, and 26 hits along the way. So Happ has been excellent in this first month, and we'll watch that pitch usage. We talked about it coming into the season. He's so unusual. He's the only guy I've ever seen whose fastball velocity has increased every single year. Now, it's down a little bit this year from last year. He was at a career high, just a touch over 92 miles per hour. He's not much below that right now. He's sitting at high 91. I was optimistic about him for a lot of reasons coming into this season, including I think he's a great fit at Safeco Field, but he has been nothing short of sensational so far in this first month. And when they really needed it, Felix and Happ have been the rocks so far. Also, Rodney, he threw really, really well. His third straight ball game, too, third straight day he was on the mound, and he looked sharp. And he's throwing serious gas, hitting his spots, and really made the ninth inning a non-event. He has six straight scoreless appearances now for the M's, including four saves during that stretch. After giving up six earned runs and back-to-back appearances, he's really settled in, and he threw the ball really well. It was his third straight day, but he threw like 10 pitches. So, I don't know. You don't see a lot of relievers go 4 days in a row, so I doubt we'll see him today. But his workload, not a ton last night, but it's certainly a great win for the M's, and part of it, Ricky Weeks going yard. Here he was after the game.
Well, the biggest thing is the baseball consistency. Obviously, you know, you feel a lot better when you have back-to-back games or two, three, four, five games in a row, so, you know, whatever it is to go out there and play. So, yeah, you know, it's always good to get out there a couple days in a row.
Good to hit a home run as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Oh, yeah, always. Anytime you hit a home run, it's always special.
Especially in a game like this, low scoring, big, big part of the game. I mean, you know, timing, what was good for you tonight?
Well, yeah, you know, just the fact that trying to score runs, obviously, you know, we got a guy that he's been throwing the ball great for us, and just scratched together some runs. Obviously, the big RBI from Seager early on that same inning, then to come up with the home run. I mean, put you on the board, obviously, you know, name a game to score runs. So it's just good to get out there and score some runs.
And they got enough. They got two of them, 2-1, they win. And now this is where you want to be. You're in a three-game series. You take the first two games, and you have Felix waiting right there with broom in hand. Felix Hernandez against the Texas Rangers, trying to get that sweet sweep. 3-0, a 1.61 ERA, 5.05 first pitch from Texas as the King takes the mound. Happy Felix Day, and we're going to celebrate Felix on this podcast. Especially his last outing against the Minnesota Twins, where he was absolutely dominant. Complete game shutout, blanking the Twins. Felix is rolling. Of course, this game not at home, so we won't have the full Kings Court in effect. We'll have to wait till he pitches at Safeco Field once again. But Kings Court has really developed into one of the most unique atmospheres in all of sports. Not only baseball, but all of sports. It really is unique. And the relationship between Felix Hernandez and the fans of Seattle, that's unique as well. And to celebrate, here's my tribute to Felix Hernandez, Felix Day, and Kings Court. Today, we take a close look at one of the most unique phenomenons in all of baseball, and that's the Kings Court on Felix Day. It's often said imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, which is why if you go to Chicago on a day Chris Sale is pitching, you can sit in the K zone wearing a red T-shirt and flashing a red K card. It's also why you can peruse social media and see hashtag Harvey Day, hashtag Kershaw Day, hashtag Kluber Day. Ah, but Mariners fans know best. There is nothing like Felix Day and Kings Court.
Nearly 40,000 in the Kings Court, bobbing up and down the pitch. Strike three called. He got him at 93 miles an hour. And count them up. 10 strikeouts for the King tonight against the A's.
Welcome to Kings Court.
There's a certain amount of pageantry that comes along with the Felix start at Safeco Field. Yeah. We're on the road all the time. We see all these ballparks. That even if it's somebody like Kershaw or David Price or Max Scherzer, you name it, you just don't have the atmosphere that you have here at Safeco Field.
Fans on their feet waving those K cards around. Felix with three strikeouts tonight. The windup and the 0-2 to Fold. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Make it four strikeouts for the Kings.
It's a special night when Felix takes the mound at home. I come just to see Felix pitch. Yeah. You know, just to see this guy perform on this stage. Now you throw in the King's Court, where everybody down there has the yellow T-shirts on, the K-cards, they've got the ticket, they're all together in one area. They're going crazy. But it's just something special when Felix pitches. It's a lot of fun. It's very electric. It's a playoff type of atmosphere. And you know that you have the possibility of seeing something special from the guy wearing number 34 in the middle of the diamond. That's why you're here.
They've got the yellow K cards high in the air, looking for Felix's first strikeout tonight. Here is the set by Hernandez. He delivers, swing and a miss, strike three, and they got it. Strikeout number one for Felix Hernandez, and they're having a good time in the left field corner tonight.
Such a special atmosphere every time Felix Hernandez takes the mound at Safeco Field. Vice President of Marketing for the Seattle Mariners, Kevin Martinez, takes us back to the beginning. How did the Kings Court develop?
We wanted to think about how can we make, when Felix starts an event, and educate everybody in this region that we've got the best pitcher in baseball. And, you know, we were brainstorming some ideas on how we can advertise differently on day of game and, you know, before. And then we started talking about creating a special section. And we went round and round on where it should be in the ballpark. And then we talked about, you know, the color of the T-shirt. And we wanted something that was going to pop on television and people would say, hey, what is that? And we'll see if it sticks. And boy, oh boy, the fan response has been terrific. And the fans have made it. I mean, the fans dress up, they chant. I mean, all of that has just happened organically, which has been terrific. And and again, it's that special bond. And, you know, when Felix signed his extension, he referenced the fans and the relationship with the city. And he's as genuine as they come. And this is really a special guy.
Happy Felix Day.
Kings Court bobbing up and down for this 2-2. Strike three called. He gets him looking. 92 on the gun.
His teammate, Charlie Furbush, has a unique vantage point to take it all in.
Not many people get to see this, but, you know, after Felix gets done warming up and, you know, he puts his jacket on and he's walking back towards the dugout. I mean, he has this look on his face and it's just this look of determination, and it's so fun to see. You know, that out of him, and, you know, obviously what he does in the field is just amazing. And then to see the support in the crowd and how much, you know, he has just kind of taken over, it's a really special, cool thing, because everyone knows Kings Court, and it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of and to witness.
Thanks to the people in Kings Court. They're always there. They always support me. To the people in Seattle, to all the people in Seattle that trust me, that believe in me, I'm not going to disappoint anybody. I will do my best. I care about the people in Seattle. I care because they always support me. I'm doing this because I love this city, because I want to stay here. I love this place.
Hernandez looks in, the windup, and the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Felix Hernandez pumps his arms in the air. Felix has just thrown the first perfect game in Seattle Mariners history.
And the atmosphere again will be special tonight. Kings Court in session. Happy Felix Day to all. Felix Hernandez on the hill. All right, hope you enjoyed that. Now we're going to turn to what I think may be the best interview from an opponent about Felix Hernandez. For all the reasons I said earlier, Torrey Hunter, I think, really breaks down really well what Felix had done against him in the past and what he did last game to keep him quiet. Just Felix adjusting, which is outstanding, why he's so great. And some of the things that Torrey Hunter talks about with Felix Hernandez, it's really great stuff. Here it is.
Torrey, you and I have talked before about your career against Felix Hernandez, and we've laughed about how you have good numbers against Felix, and yet it's never a fun time against Felix. What was it like facing Felix last night?
Man, that performance he put on last night was probably the best I've seen him, and honestly, he's probably the best righty I've seen since maybe Roger Clemens. And and what he did yesterday was he was under control, he was poised, and every inning it felt like, you know, he knew what he wanted to do. And so I could tell he did his homework, because he pitched me totally different than the past. And I was running down the line just talking to him. He was laughing, and that's when I knew he studied me tough, and because he pitched me totally different than ever before.
How did he pitch you?
Man, he threw me a lot more fastballs, and he threw me splitties. He wouldn't throw me no sliders, no curveballs, because he knows I hit those. So he attacked me totally different, but he had his splitty. His splitty was unbelievable, or changeup. It was unbelievable. It went down and in, and then it kind of cut away, and he had two different splitties, changeups, and I was shocked. Yesterday, best righty performance I've seen in a while.
It's interesting, because when you take a look at what he's done over the course of his career, that he continues to dominate, and yet you would think that at this point the book is kind of out on Felix, isn't it?
The book is out that he's good. I mean, the guy is, I mean, he's not throwing 97, 98 anymore, 96. He's hovering around 92, 93, but he's hitting his spots. I mean, you go look at that video. He hit that inside corner, the outside corner. He backdoored a two-seamer. He stayed in on a lot of righties. The splitty was doing everything. His slider, a curveball, he threw it late. He showed us something different six innings later. he threw like two pitches in the first couple innings, and then next thing you know, the sixth inning, seventh inning, he threw two other pitches, slider and a curveball. So he mixed his pitches up well and hit his spots, and he controlled the day.
You are as professional of a hitter as we get in Major League Baseball, and he got you on a check swing. He got a lot of the Twins on just some really funny, awkward swings. What was he doing that made it so that you couldn't make up your mind?
He had the two-seam fastball. He had a cut fastball, and he had the straight fastball. You didn't know which one you were going to get. So I'm thinking that he's going to throw a two-seam, and he threw me a cutter and made me check because it was something that I wasn't thinking about. He just had everybody fooled and baffled and scratching their head when they were walking back to the dugout. You got me scratching my head as a veteran. I'm thinking I'm smart, but he did a great job. Good pitching beat good hitting in the day.
What's it like seeing Kings Court like it was last night? It's one of the most unique cheering sections in all of baseball. Do you see that? Do you notice that as a player?
I see it, you know, pretty much all the time, you know. Once they get two strikes, the K fans or whatever they are, these fans get crazy. Kings Court, is that
That's
Kings
right.
Court?
Yep.
These guys get wild and loud and screaming. And they want the K. They want that strikeout. So when you get two strikes, that's got to lift King Felix emotions, his adrenaline, to push him to go out and go ahead and finish this guy because of that noise. And I don't think fans understand that, and pretty sure these fans understand that if you can have that energy, you know, for players and for your hometown team, it kind of lifts that team and pushes them to a way they want to win.
Torrey, you're always very generous with your time. Thanks so much. Always good talking with you.
Thanks for having me, man.
There's Torrey Hunter. I hope you enjoyed that one as much as I did. Now, you have to listen for this one at the very end. I think the money quote is at the very end of this with Jordan Schaefer, who played center field for Minnesota that day. And the video game comment, I think, is one of the best about how Felix Hernandez moves that baseball around. Here's Aaron Goldsmith with Schaefer.
Jordan, last night, a masterful performance by Felix Hernandez. What was that like facing Felix last night?
Obviously, all his pitches are plus pitches, and then he can throw every pitch wherever he wants in any count. So it's not that you can sit on something. It's a grind. It's a battle. Obviously, he's more than likely going to make you look bad when you're at bats. It's try to put that behind you and try to go back and battle the next at bat. So obviously he's not one if not the best pitcher in the game for a reason. So it's a battle. You just go out there and compete. It's obviously he's probably going to get the better end most of the time, but it's a tough battle.
You mentioned four great pitches, four quality pitches. How well does he disguise each pitch from another, meaning in terms of an arm angle and making each one look like it could be any of the four?
They all look the same. They all come out of the same spot. They all have the same arm speed. It's really, like I said, it's when someone has four-plus pitches like that and they can throw any of them in any count and they can throw them anywhere they want, it's basically he's playing a video game, and it's we're up there trying to battle and compete, but honestly it's like he's sitting there with the PlayStation controller just making the ball do whatever he wants.
Video games, I'm just picturing Felix throwing the ball then whipping out the controller and do. I mean, that's what it looks like at times with the way the ball moves. Crazy, crazy movement. And sometimes, the batter's just no chance. And to get more perspective, why don't we talk to a couple of Hall of Famers? Burt Blyleven knows a little something about pitching. Here he is.
Burt, in game one of this series against the Twins, Felix Hernandez was just electric. It looked like, at least to us biased people in the home radio booth, that he could have something really special going last night in game one. What was your take on what you saw from Felix last night?
One word, nasty. I love watching him pitch. I really do. He goes about his business the right way. He works quick. He really trusts his stuff. He attacks the strike zone. And he has so many different pitches that he can get the hitter out on. But last night, I came from an era where complete games were, you know, very important.
And a thing of the norm.
And to see two guys, and credit Phil Hughes, too. He kept the club in the game. Two guys to throw complete games when the American League in 115 games only had one going into last night. So, but King Felix, I think if I were a fan of Seattle, I would buy a yellow shirt with a K, and I would sit up in the stands and root for him.
What do you make of Kings Court?
I like it. I like it a lot. I think the longer he pitches here, I know he's under a long-term contract, and he stays healthy, you might see the whole stadium with orange shirts and the K because he's electric.
So what we saw last night from Felix was four quality pitches he was throwing. It seemed like any pitch at will in any count, no matter what he wanted to do. His changeup was especially devastating last night, like it seems to be every 5 days. But during all of your times as a player, as a broadcaster now, as a Hall of Famer, can you equate his changeup to any other type of pitch you've seen in the game? Because from a velocity standpoint and a break standpoint, there aren't many that have been thrown like it.
Well, we were lucky in Minnesota to have some guys that had some very good changeups. Frank Viola won the Cy Young in 1988. He had a great changeup. Johan Santana won two Cy Young awards with a very good changeup. And also Brad Radke. He didn't want to Cy Young, but he was very consistent in a Twins uniform. So, yeah, but everything keys off the fastball. What I liked about Hernandez last night, just reading what he went through, is he said he didn't have anything in the bullpen, didn't have feel. Ball was all over the place. But once he hit the mound, it's a completely different story. And that just shows of somebody that's maturing, that's just getting better and better, that you're not going to go out there with your same stuff night after night. But he adjusted. And something clicked when he hit the big mound compared to the varsity mound compared to the JV mound out in the bullpen.
When looking at Felix pitching, it's more than just his stuff. There seems to be a certain persona that Felix brings to the varsity mound in front of the bright lights. And Pedro Martinez was a little guy, but it was a big-time intimidator. Some people have talked about Felix, not maybe to Pedro's level, but kind of in that conversation is a guy that when he's got his stuff going, which is more times than not, there's a certain sense of just intimidation. What did you see along those lines from your vantage point in the booth?
Well, I think the big thing is when his teammates come to the ballpark and his name's on that lineup card to pitch, I think they feel they can win that ball game. And I think that's what you want out of a starting pitcher. You want to go to the ballpark and give your club a chance to win. He's lost a lot of close ball games in his young career. But, you know, he's a battler. Again, he's got some nasty stuff. And even he himself said last night the stuff he thought he had after four innings, that is going to be another perfect game. To think about what he did, you know, back on August of 2012, I believe it was, when he threw the perfect game, it's kind of a pitcher's dream come true. He did it, and he sensed last night with the stuff he had, he could have done it again.
And how rare is that? Because perfect games obviously are very rare, but you're a Hall of Fame pitcher. How many times after the first inning, the second inning, maybe the third inning, did you go back to the dugout saying to yourself, you know what, I don't know if it's going to happen tonight, but I feel like I've got the stuff to throw a perfecto?
You know what, I can be honest with you that you take one inning at a time. If you get lucky, I had a no-hitter, you get lucky and go into the seventh inning, then you maybe start thinking about it. But, I had a lot of one-hitters, two-hitters, and I had better stuff those games. I had 60 shutouts in my career. So, you know, there were a lot of times you go out and main thing is keep your club in the game. And, if they score you one or two runs, you're supposed to do what Hernandez did last night, and that's win.
Bert, it's always fun catching up with you. Thank you for the time.
Aaron, thank you very much.
And finally, the skipper of the Minnesota Twins, great, great hitter, Hall of Famer Paul Molitor.
So you were with the Mariners in 2004. The next year, 2005, a 19-year-old debuted for the Mariners. His name was Felix Hernandez. And you had a pretty up-close and personal look at Felix last night. What did you take away from watching the King in Game 1?
Well, you know, even back in 2004, there was a lot of talk in the organization about this kid. And he didn't get up there till the year after I left. And obviously all the people that expected big things from him were right on the button because it's been an incredible career to this point. And, you know, I've watched him pitch enough to know how dominant he can be. We knew we had a tough matchup last night, and, he was filthy. You know, we really tried to stay positive even after some tough at-bats early. We tried to stay close. Phil gave us an opportunity. But the few chances we did get, he got even tougher, and he was able to make those two runs stand up.
And also had a chance the day after to talk to the Mariners pitching coach, Rick Waits, and he makes a pretty interesting comparison to who Felix reminds him of. But, you know, Rick Waits is a guy that pitched in the big leagues for a long time. He played with Hall of Famers. He's coached great players. He's been around for a long, long time. And when you talk to him about Felix Hernandez, he has a full grasp of baseball history and great pitchers down through the years. And you know, when he talks about Felix and the comparisons, I think it's really meaningful. So here he is. Here's the Mariners pitching coach, Rick Waits. Time to visit with the pitching coach here for the Mariners, Rick Waits. You spent a long time pitching in the major leagues. You've were teammates with Hall of Famers. You've coached a lot of great players down through the years. Where does Felix Hernandez stack up with some of the best you've seen at the big league level?
Well, you put him in the same sentence as one of the best. You know, when you look at all the pitchers that have pitched in the major leagues, and I probably saw a third of them or half of them if you go way back to the 40s and 50s, you know, but you have to put him in the same sentence as one of the best. And whether that's top 5, top 10, top 20, you know, it's pretty good company when you're thinking about thousands and thousands of pitchers over the years. I think that where he's really unique in comparison to other guys that I've seen is that he does this every game. I mean, it's not a rare thing, you know, a 9-inning shutout or that type of a performance, whether it's a shutout, a 1-run or two. He does it all the time, and it's remarkable how he does it.
Last night he goes the distance, hangs a zero on the board, only 5 hits. I mean, we saw a lot of bad swings, a lot of weak contact. What makes him so tough to hit for opponents?
Well, I think the main thing for him, and a lot of great pitchers, he can throw any one of his 4 pitches. If you can say 5 if you take 4-seamer and 2-seam fastball, but he throw all 5 of his pitches for strikes on any count. You know, and some guys can't do that. Sometimes they get behind in the count, and they only throw 2 of their pitches instead of 4 or 5. And I think that's what makes him unique, and I think the hitter knows that. And so it's hard to sit on any area of the plate, and it's hard to sit on any pitch.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because last night it felt like we saw the Twins at times try and be real aggressive, at times try and take a few pitches, and you can see Felix adjusting. How good is he at making in-game adjustments to opponents?
Well, you know, he does read bats very well, and you know, he does a study of the hitters you know, before the game and gets their tendencies or some of the things, which way they try to hit it, pull or go the other way or both. And but he just has this knack, and I don't know how he could explain it or any of us could explain it, but he has a knack of seeing something in a swing, something in a body language that allows him to throw a certain pitch, and he's amazing.
His arsenal seems so unique compared to some of the Hall of Famers that we've talked about, some of the fireballers down through the years. Is there anyone you can compare him to in terms of being similar down through the years?
Well, you know, I only like to go with the guys that I've actually seen with my eyes, you know, because you get that feel when you're on the field or even in the stands watching a guy, you know. And, you know, I've always said, you know, different personalities, maybe different type of people, but Pedro Martinez, for me, is because Pedro was the same. You know, Pedro used to throw 97, 98. At the end of his career, he was throwing 90, 92, 93, the last, you know, for many years. But an assortment of pitches, you know, great curveball, great changeup, great slider. I think they both had that. And, of course, they both have the great fastball command.
What a night for Felix. He is on his stick. He is a humming, baby.
See you later.